So this file is going to be like different than what I normally make. It's not going to be a beta encouragement file. If you're looking for that, feel free to click around, browse the library, all that stuff. But this file is going to touch on some more heavier topics, but it is going to pertain to the beta community. That being said, if you feel like it's digging up any like past trauma that you may have had, or some uncomfortable feelings in you, feel free to skip. You're not under any obligation to listen. This is just me talking. I'm alone in my room. I'm naked, like usual. So, it's just chill. I'm not in a dark place or anything. I'm just in a dark room, So yeah, here we go. I just want to talk about like how much the beta community has done for me, and especially in my early adulthood. I'm 24 right now. I go by Donovan or induced priapism. Like I never really like anticipated the success of my Patreon, honestly. Much less people thinking that like any of the thoughts that I have or any of the sort of files that I make are hot. Those were just things that I would make for myself for the longest time, or just on like Skype or something. But like, I'm not gonna downplay myself. I think it's hot. I think everything I make is very hot. But like, it's very different than any other kink community I've ever been in. Because like, a lot of times you have to kind of buy your way to success, like especially in the leather community or the pup community that I tried to be a part of so hard. But you kind of have to have like material goods in order to exist in the space. You have to present a certain way, and like the beta community doesn't really like care about that to a certain extent, especially if you're in like a smaller bait group. Oftentimes they don't even care how you look. You could be completely like totally disheveled, and they'll still treat you like a human being. And that's what I love about the beta community. I go in with like my hair a mess, I haven't showered for days, and they're like, "Hey, what's up?" And it's just like, it's amazing, honestly. Like, especially in college, like when I was like trying so hard to hook up, and I'd just go home and feel defeated, and I'd just log on to Baitworld, or I'd go on to my Skype group and just just have a good time. And that's the best part about the beta community is, I get to just sit down and enjoy myself. And y'all just want me to enjoy myself, and I just want you to enjoy yourself. And it's just a very positive atmosphere, even in like degradation spaces. People are saying those words to make each other feel good, and that's what it's all about. And like, I just feel so lucky that this community exists now for so many people, and they're able to connect with people that know that you want to feel good, and here's how. Just masturbate with us. And that's like amazing. That's powerful. And every day I wake up and I just remind myself that you are so lucky that the beta community exists. Like, you are so lucky to be able to access this space, because there are a lot of people that are not. There are a lot of people that are like you that are not able to access this community. And every morning when I sit down to like write or record, I remind myself that there was a very, very high chance that I would not have been on this planet anymore. Because, like, at the age of 19, I was disowned by my family. I got kicked out when it was like Christmas Eve. I just had like a suitcase of clothes, and they wrestled my phone and my wallet away from me, so I had no phone, I had no money. And it was really only by sheer luck that during that like struggle to get the phone, that it managed to like dial a friend that was in town for Christmas, and they helped me out and got me back to my college. And I finished up my degree. I'm very lucky to be alive, because I don't know what would have happened if it wasn't for the queer community. Like, I wouldn't have been able to like pay my way through college, or you know, even have made it back to college in the first place. And, you know, my sex life definitely took a hit after that, just because, you know, I was very depressed. You know, losing your family, it still happens more often than people think. So a lot of my friends couldn't really relate, because, you know, they had families that accepted them. So, you know, to them, I just needed to pass a little bit harder. I just needed to be a little bit less, you know, openly gay and be more what my parents wanted me to be. And I couldn't do that. You know, I did that for 19 years and I was just so unhappy. I was just so unhappy trying to, like, be somebody that other people wanted me to be. And that just drove a very, very deep rift in between me and my friend group at the time. It was very alienating, because they saw being disowned and being cast out as a one-time event, as something to move past, as something that I should just shrug off or, you know, come to terms with. But really, being disowned is a lifelong event. You know, it's a lifetime of asking questions that you already thought you had the answer for, like, you know, who's on my emergency contacts list? Who's, you know, gonna pay my phone bill? Who's gonna teach me how to drive? Who's gonna walk me down the aisle? And, you know, who's really my friend? Who's really my family? And, you know, who's really gonna wanna be around me now? I went into a very, very deep depression. I literally just remember not talking with anybody for months on end. I would just wake up, I would go to class, turn in my homework, go work out, and then I would go back to my room and go to sleep. And then I'd do it over again. And, you know, I wasn't even checking in on Baitworld. I wasn't even checking in anywhere. But I just remember one day, like, it was cool out. I went to school in a very, very warm environment, and, you know, I just felt, why not check Baitworld and why not check my Skype? It's been a long time, and it was just, you know, full of messages of people checking up on me and just checking in on me. And, you know, I just felt like happy for the first time in a while. I felt like, you know, I was wanted, and I felt like, you know, people were genuinely, like, worried about me and genuinely, like, wanted to know how I was doing. And so I, you know, checked up on them, I checked in, and, you know, they wanted me to feel good. They wanted me to just pleasure myself, you know, just have a good time. Didn't ask any questions about what I was going through, and, you know, I didn't want them to. It was just an escape that I just needed for a genuine emergency that I was having, which was this feeling of isolation that just ran so deep. And it took me a while to realize that that feeling of isolation was no more real than any of the fantasies that I was coming up with other baiters. Like, one day it just dawned on me that, you know, the people in my real life were just shit. They were just terrible people that were mistreating me for no other reason than me being myself. And my bait brothers, my baiter bros, they were just so understanding in ways that I just could not understand. Just strangers from, like, Florida, New York, Ireland, Canada, and, like, France, just treating me with such respect and wanting me to experience pleasure and wanting me to exist in my body. And I've talked with baiters that have gone through a very similar thing that I've gone through, and helped me through that and helped me realize so much about myself and helped me realize that I am lucky to be alive. I am lucky to be here, and so are you. But with all that said, to this day, I still do struggle a lot with survivor's guilt, in knowing that a lot of LGBTQ folk get disowned, get thrown out of their houses, and they don't survive and never recover completely from it. And that's when I really remind myself that, you know, you're still alive. You're still alive despite everything that's going on in the world. You are still alive. And masturbation is one of life's many gifts. And you should cherish it as you would any other gift. Because to not do so would be an insult to life itself.